Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive. It's the Yak.
You're getting ready to interview the Bella twins.
Dude.
Both of them.
Don't spoil
Spoiler.
It.
And twins.
That's prep. So one of their husbands turned heel last night on TV, so I wonder if...
Oh, so we're going to have a woman on, and we're going to talk about her husband.
Nice.
He is one of the most famous wrestlers in the world.
Wow.
Okay,
so
what are they up to?
So, good to talk to you, ladies. What's your husband up to?
That's outrageous. I was listening to the Michelle Obama podcast last night.
Yeah.
Do you know who her husband is?
I actually don't.
Yeah, it's shocking.
I actually do not.
I recommend listening to that pod. Yeah.
Does she talk about it on there?
She hints. She hints.
Bruce Springsteen?
She likes her. I don't want to blow up her spot.
Is it Dave?
I don't want to blow up her spot, but.
It is Dave. By the way, Dave broke Lil Sass's heart, man.
Why? Because he said that he's
Sass? Do you spell Sass with a single A?
Just one A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, Sauce?
I like to put the second S first.
Okay.
Dave broke his fucking heart.
Fuck everything up, you know?
What, Sass.
Calling him.
Oh, Sass, you say it.
Calling him. Yeah, Sauce.
Sass.
Sauce.
Sass. Sauce.
Sauce. What, because he called him A-ball?
And, yeah. Sauce pushed his fucking plate away. He was eating meatloaf, and he couldn't finish his fucking loaf.
He loves meatloaf, too. I've never seen him not finish meatloaf.
Wow. I know. He always is finishing his loaf, and he was just so bummed out, dejected, that the boss man didn't
but
have his fucking
wrong?
Back. It's just more about the boss man having his back or not having his back. It's not about telling the truth. It's like when you're in a fucking foxhole with a fucking boss man. The whole world's coming at you. You just want someone to have your fucking back.
Let me just ask a question here. Did Sauce ever tweet about Dave being an honest guy?
He talked about it at length. He talked about it.
When pressed, he did.
He wrote it in his diary. He wrote it. He kept it personal to himself, but he knows Dave's honest. Dave just hasn't talked to him yet to have a big gauge.
But so I guess Dave just decided to show him exactly how honest he is.
You're sick.
I'm not sick at all.
No, you're a sick human being.
Okay.
I like your color coordination today, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
You look like maybe an athletic trainer for UNC Tar Heels.
I love the color baby blue.
Mm-hmm. You know who else wears baby blue?
Michael Jordan.
Ole Miss Rebels.
No, they don't.
Oh.
Yeah, they do.
Their color is navy blue. They only do it because it's fashionable.
And while
why are you doing it?
Because I like the color baby blue.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
KB, that shirt's kind of problematic.
So yeah, Brandon, are you,
He had to take off a more problematic shirt.
Much more problematic shirt.
Hmm?
Are you ready to get egged again this year?
Wait, whose voice was that?
I'm not.
Is there a turkey in here?
Wake up, Flash.
Frank, now that we have you here, would you care to address the belch?
The belch.
Belch
heard around the world.
While you were working on the dishwasher.
It's shining.
Came from underneath your ball sack.
Right.
It really came from the depths of you.
Are you going to not move the turkey thing out of your eye?
Can we roll the tape?
I haven't seen the belch.
The belch is...
You haven't seen the belch.
It's quite disgusting.
Frank, I watched the dishwasher video on silent.
Maybe we refresh your memory, Frank.
Yeah.
maybe you didn't realize it happened because you really just...
It was...
You powered right through it.
First of all, really happy for you, man.
Ooh, look at that steam.
Ooh.
Gotta move this out of the way. Gotta wash it.
Got a mouthful of steam.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. Look at that. It's shining. It's shining. All right.
Come on.
Hold on.
You didn't burp. Yeah.
Wait.
Then we passed it.
Brandon had everyone turn it down.
Oh, yeah. It looks really good. Look at that. It's shining. It's shining.
What was that, Frank?
Well, you know, you got to clear the dishwasher. You got to
clear your throat.
The windpipes.
You were flumming, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, you drink your, you get that first, that drink of soda in there, and then sometimes you gotta let the air out of the pockets.
What's with the outfit today, Frank? We just getting a jump start on Thanksgiving here.
Well, next week is Thanksgiving. I figured this is the last Thursday before Thanksgiving, so I figured to dress the part.
Love it.
A little festive for the people out there. They get to enjoy a nice little turkey. My little turkey hat.
Is somebody's phone going?
Yeah, someone's playing a video. Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Frank.
Not me.
Not me. Brandon.
Oh, Brandon, your computer?
Where's my phone? Wait a minute. Are you playing wrestling clips to bump the numbers on
loop?
Oh,
my God.
Because it sounded like your voice.
Well, because if people are listening.
Your voice.
If people are listening to the Yak right now and they're listening to a wrestling clip, that counts. You multiply them.
No, I'm not sitting on your phone.
What are you doing?
You took my phone.
What the fuck are you doing?
Would you like me to call your phone?
Actually, say his number aloud. Let's try to call it with Siri.
Siri. 678.
Oh. Where is it?
Okay. I put it on the charger. I forgot.
So I'm surprised I didn't get blamed for it. I feel like I get blamed for everything that gets fucking stolen around this place anyway.
Or gifted.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Or sent to Lancaster, PA.
What do you mean gifted?
To Nadu.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The note was signed not Roan, and so that's not you.
Would I sign it? Not me.
That's as definitive as it gets.
Frank, that was a maniacal laugh, as if something devious is going on here.
He does that sometimes.
Who do you believe, KB?
There's this Russian guy. His name is Georgi Kozkov, and there's a video of him, fucking. Making an ostrich.
Yeah.
Cooking it up.
What?
Chugging wines 13 minutes. It's a gigantic ostrich.
Donnie told us that ostrich is the only bird that's red meat.
It looks like it is very similar to red meat. It looks amazing. 13 minutes. Fascinating video.
What about
pigeons red meat?
Elk.
A duck looks close to red meat.
Elk.
Looks
close.
I bet you penguin would be red.
Mmm.
And delicious.
What about like turkey, dark meat of the turkey?
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's not red, though.
Yeah.
Dark isn't red?
I don't think dark's red.
I don't know.
What about dolphin meat?
That'd be very
dolphin
white.
Meat? Who would eat dolphin?
I would.
I'd eat dolphin.
Why would you eat a dolphin?
Because it's delicious.
It's like eating a dog.
Yeah, my honestly, God. This is a huge bird.
Look at this. This was a Dr. Fauci my favorite, video. New favorite video. And they're just chugging wine.
Is the lamb
this video
has
100 million views. Yeah, he's a legend.
99er KB.
KB, does this make you want ostrich?
Yes.
Have you found a place?
What episode did you pause The Sopranos to watch this?
I'm already on a rewatch.
Oh.
Didn't even finish it, but I rewatched just to see if I missed it.
Imagine having a leg of that
look
at a Renaissance fair.
Look what he says about friends. He like makes a toast to friends after preparing wine.
That's just...
The fire is smaller than the bird.
It's entirely too much bird. Little kid, the cat.
Shit.
What is he saying?
Look at his ass? No, it's wine. He has so much wine.
That's a shitload of wine.
I don't think I like this.
Yeah, I don't like playing with the feather. The kid is playing with the feather?
How'd you see this, KB?
My dad sent it to me.
What? Is it in fast motion right now?
No.
Like TJ has it two times.
Yeah. Does he make a toast to friends?
No
smiles.
I don't need normal. I was just confused.
Maybe you could fast forward to the end to show how delectable it looks on a shish kebab.
Did you watch the entire thing, Kyle?
Yes.
Many times.
How was your old man? What was his perspective?
He loved it.
You guys going to have ostrich this Thanksgiving?
I think you got to.
You gotta deep fry it.
That actually does look good.
It looks amazing.
What are we doing here?
What is happening?
I just want to see the final product.
Oh, the feet.
That's the feet.
The only bird with two toes.
Wait, I think I've had an ostrich burger. Have I?
Have you?
Probably.
I think I have.
You definitely have.
That looks amazing.
Holy shit.
I definitely have had an ostrich burger. They're pretty good. There's like no, It's not fatty.
These guys shit all over Season Burak or whatever his name is.
He's in the hospital right now.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
I don't like the sound of that cut.
Why? Wait, that's like gray meat.
Look at that.
That shit's definitely incredible.
That's men.
Why don't we kebab? Kebab week?
You can't have too many friends. You're friends with everybody.
How many things can you kebab?
You could kebab anything that you can skewer. So we could do like a kebab draft, K-E-B-A-B, and just...
Oh.
Yeah, look at that.
That's a steak.
That's a man.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've had bison.
That's how men should be. 5'6". No smiles, no emotions.
Look at that big piece of bread.
Look at that.
They're not even eating the vegetables. They didn't even cook them.
You know, he's an interior decorator.
Oh, yeah. The inside of his house was messy. His apartment looked like shit.
So what got you on that?
His dad sent it to me.
That's some good bonding.
Yeah, no, there was no additional message or contact, just the video.
Can we get an ostrich in here?
Live or dead?
Either or.
Aren't they real surly birds?
No, I think you're thinking of emus.
Emus?
Mm-hmm. I think ostriches are probably surly.
Emus are a little
too.
Smaller.
Steven, you have
Australian.
You had a take on that? Emus versus ostriches?
Just Brandon had a very odd way of saying emu. He said emu.
Roast you just said ass. It the exact same way twice.
Take him to the cleaners.
Say it.
Now, we were all thinking it.
Yep. I
bit my tongue.
I oftentimes do know when someone doesn't pronounce emu correctly.
Say it
There's
again.
Ostriches and emus.
And now you say it, Steven.
Emu.
Oh, yeah. He said two different words. Completely different.
Emu.
What do you call a emu that's constantly depressed?
Oh, boy.
Call him a doctor.
God damn it.
Is that it? Is that it?
Nope. An emu.
Oh, God.
Frank, was that a Frank original?
I just thought it up right.
Wow. Wow. Incredible.
You know what we need? We need that graphic of that the monkey that just goes, and it goes.
After yeah, that one, yeah.
Monkey. That is a good monkey.
The classic graphic.
Yeah, that graphic.
Yeah, the one
Where's
that
graphic? Where
the
we put that graphic? Of the monkey.
Of the monkey making the sound.
It's a cartoon of this monkey. That's yeah, like,
we... There's a graphic.
TJ?
It's a picture.
You don't have the graphic?
What's your guys' favorite side on Thanksgiving?
Ooh, I like this. No, I like this debate you got here, Steven.
It's what do they call that thing? The drum,
the cymbal.
That's a sound.
But it's a cartoon of a monkey doing that.
I don't think there's a thing that you call it. It's just a monkey.
I know, Frank. Is it a claymation?
It's a meme.
Is it a gif? Okay.
It's a cartoon of a meme, and the monkey just hears a bad joke and goes rolls his eyes. Does the drum roll, and then sighs, and then has this look on his face, exasperated look on his face.
Maybe a gif?
Yeah, there it is. That's it.
I had that. So that works.
Let's go. Let's fucking go. All
right.
Nice.
Play it again.
TJ, add that to your graphics folder.
Play it again.
I can't believe graphic monkey sound meme cartoon.
This was the first result.
It's one of the most viral memes out there.
Everything's coming up, Frank.
How often do you think about this meme,
Frank?
So
this was the first fucking result.
One more time, just for people in back. He actually, you can see the pain every time we ask him to do it again.
But Frank,
like, come on, monkey, do it again.
I don't. Is that a monkey?
That's a monkey.
Yeah.
Come on, do it again, monkey.
Do it again.
Wait a minute, go to the second.
Fuck yeah.
What's
the second monkey gif? That might be the gif. Oh, he's rocking out.
Okay, it's
now
good,
this
Frank.
I can get on board with.
Yeah.
He's a pirate too. I don't know if we've glossed that over. This monkey's a pirate.
Who's behind him?
That's
a Viking.
Yukon Cornelius.
Huh. How did they shoot something cool yesterday?
Drone.
Young drone Dolph. Shot.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
We have to address.
No, but not that way.
Okay. I'm not doing that. We're not doing this again.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not doing this.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
No, we're making it a thing. Yeah, with a drone.
Yeah, we're making it a thing that you said, did we shoot something yesterday?
Yeah, with a drone.
He's Syrian.
Around the office. Oh, thank you, TJ.
Wow. Can we get the monkey for that?
Yeah,
for that? All right, let's do it again. KB, hey, did we shoot something yesterday? Go ahead, KB.
No.
Come on.
No, this is bad.
Yeah, it's very, very bad.
It's very, very bad.
You need to take your medicine.
You're very, very bad. You're a
bad
boy.
Thing you said.
You're a very bad boy.
Fleming?
I don't know how we recover from that.
Really tickled Brandon. Me and Brandon went to a Knicks game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. What was it, a little date?
No, it was third.
No, we had his dad with us.
Oh.
My old man. Nice.
He had a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He loved it.
What was his favorite part, when the guys were stretching?
No, please.
He liked halftime. He was gone for like 25 minutes.
He left at half, yeah.
Are you closer in age to his dad than him?
Yes.
Whoa, yeah.
That's weird.
What are you, 30?
29.
What's your dad?
55.
He just loves
right in the middle, exactly in the middle. Yeah, 13 years from both, yes.
He might be 56.
Well, that would change things.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, but he and could you be might 54. Be
but I'm closer. I'm closer as,
maybe
it,
so.
I'm, as a friend, I'm closer
yeah,
to his
fuck
dad.
It. I'll be 26.
I love
you're
his dad.
Good friends with his dad.
I love his dad, yeah.
All those fellas hanging around the rim.
Yeah.
You well, go
playing
only,
with the balls.
I'm only 10 years younger than your father.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Frank.
Can we get a chart of everyone's age real quick?
Age chart? Mm-hmm. That same chart. Guy that made
so
the other one?
It would be...
So Frank would be at the top.
No, it would be Nick's dad, Frank.
Yes.
Brandon, mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
Roan, Nick, KB, Owen. Steven also in there between me and Roan.
Well, mm-hmm. You said my wow. dad. You're going to have to be way more specific.
You're straight ass.
Got to narrow it down. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Frank, you want to tell that DMX joke you said on a few
yeah,
months ago?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, even Frank had the willpower to sit on his fire
yeah, he did.
DMX joke.
Well,
he tweeted he wanted to say it, and he didn't.
We are at a point, though, where you could say it, though, Frank.
Yeah, you could definitely say it now.
The DMX kept... there was rumors he was dead, and then there was rumors he was alive. And,
uh-huh.
then it was like different things. He just seemed to be kept hanging on. I said that my joke would have been if he would have somehow survived, he would have had to do a remake of Staying Alive.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would have only worked if you
hit
left.
It.
Hit it.
Hit it. He's the official monkey of the act.
Yep.
Something tells me with all my one-liners, we're gonna need that. we're gonna wear that thing out.
Yeah.
So, well, you know how I actually discovered it? I tweeted something one time, and someone put that as a response, and I liked it. It was funny.
That's crazy. That's how you discovered
that's a wild
it.
Wild origin story.
That's nice. That's like some Wolverine shit. KB, were you pissed that you didn't go to the basketball game?
Who did Knickerbockers play?
Well,
not really.
I actually have beef at home now, and I didn't know that I was going to.
What does Why? That mean?
Well,
you were trying to get in between KB and Nick.
No, I was I wanted to go to a Knicks game earlier, so I said, Nick, you want to go? And he said, yeah, I'll go. And then I said, hey, bring your dad. And I neglected to bring my sister. I didn't invite her. And she,
Why didn't
has
she
ever been to a Knicks game?
She's never been to a Knicks game. She wants to experience New York, and I forgot. And so she
well,
had.
Well, that's classic Brandon Walker selfish.
You at least brought your son, right?
I didn't bring my son either.
Oh, you give you give her a home, a roof.
I do. She has a roof. But,
she booked me a flight.
But I think I got beef with it. She's got beef with me right now.
You know,
now.
The Knicks are the only team
okay.
I've never gone to a Knicks game.
Never. Did you bring Frank?
They're the only team. Well, I
the only team.
The only team in the
I guess you did go to Wrigley, but you didn't see the Knicks play.
They're the only team in
So
the,
you didn't go to a Knicks game
the
at Wrigley.
The only team in New York that I've never seen play.
Got it.
Islanders?
Are they your favorite team, Nick?
Liberty?
The Knicks?
Seen the Liberty?
My name.
Well,
the Red Bulls? Mm-hmm.
It's my name.
Oh, the four major sports.
Oh.
What?
Basketball?
Basketball's a major sport.
Have you seen the Liberty?
Oh, apparently.
Yeah.
No.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, big guy, get him some Liberty tickets.
You want to go to Liberty? We got next, Frank. Oh, there she is right there.
Brandon.
She put her head
We've
down
talked about
on purpose.
Yeah, she did.
She's not looking at me. Like, oh, there's the
she
Bella
need
Twins.
The attention.
The Bella Twins.
Who? They're early. Are you going to?
2 o'clock.
Oh. These look like they're about to go into surgery.
Who's Mass the Bella
bit much.
They're WWE Twins. Well, they're not with WWE anymore. They came to fame in the WWE.
Are they actually twins?
One dated John Cena, one's married to Brian Danielson.
She broke John Cena's heart like massively.
Well,
he was so depressed.
It's really. There's also my belly button.
Well, the well, right now the who's left in the WWE except Vince McMahon, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, you just named three people.
There's
pretty
a lot.
Prominent.
A lot. We had WWE champion Big E on the show yesterday.
I mean, yeah, he's champion for a couple of weeks, and then they'll go back to Roman Reigns.
Isn't Eric on the board? Come on, you can't.
Yeah,
speak. Come on, Frank. That's
Miguel
a poor taste.
Frank.
Brandon just glared at me.
I know she's
well,
mad at you.
She's mad at me.
Yeah, no. You should have had. Brandon is a narcissist. Nick is a sensitive, kind soul.
Why didn't you have the wherewithal to ask her to go in your stead?
I wanted to go to the Knicks game. You invited me.
Oh, you bought the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You bought three tickets and gave two to Nick?
It's hard to buy three tickets, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. They only come in twos and fours.
No, they come in threes. I bought a fourth and just didn't use it.
There was an open seat next to us.
Mm-hmm. Who did the Knicks play?
Ooh.
They played the Magic.
Ooh.
Who won?
No, I always want. I love going to games where they're playing a team that doesn't end in an S.
Speaking of the Magic.
So when the Jazz come to town,
Jazz or the Heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thunder.
Seattle Kraken is a new one.
Yeah.
They're not going to play the Knicks, though.
I think the majority of the WNBA has teams that don't end in S.
I've seen the Seattle Kraken play.
Dream.
Lynx.
Okay. Speaking of the
Has anyone seen the Seattle Kraken play?
I have not.
Amongst us?
I have.
Just started
Anybody?
Playing.
No one, huh?
No.
That's just nobody's
playing.
Seen the Seattle Kraken
no.
play.
No one has.
I can't
it.
Believe that none of us have.
Going once, going twice, no one?
No, that's crazy.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Well,
Travis Matthew is a lifestyle performance apparel brand creating the most comfortable and versatile products on the market, from T-shirts to performance shorts. Travis Matthew clothing is quick-drying, wrinkle-resistant, super soft, and provides lightweight stretch to help you move seamlessly from work to play. For any occasion, Travis Matthew's polos, hats, shorts, pants, button-ups, T-shirts, and more are designed to achieve a perfect balance between functional comfort and superior style. Visit TravisMatthew.com/YAK today and use the code YAK20 for 20% off.
Travis, it's for the boys.
Oh, that was a nice overlay right there. See it again.
Travis, it's for the boys.
Now, this got trending last week, the Orlando Magic, from their first game. They resurrected this song because of this. They had this ceremony, which is just pure 80s, of the Orlando Magic. This song, this guy coming out there singing, Hocus Pocus, Alakazam, Slam Dam, Your History. I mean, it's like one of the cheesiest things ever. It's like caught fire in Orlando.
The song?
Yeah.
I love it.
I think Orlando's a cheesy place.
Yeah.
It's the worst city I've ever been to.
Whoa. What about the Chili's in the airport?
Didn't get to
experience. Stairway to Heaven.
It was a bad city.
Yeah. Well, I petted a dolphin last week.
Stairway to Heaven.
Does that change your opinion, Nick?
I wasn't talking about Orlando, is it? Was that
SeaWorld's in Orlando?
Yeah,
right?
I went to SeaWorld in Orlando.
Does that change your opinion? The Chili's and the fact that Frank petted a dolphin?
It's not the worst, then.
There's a hot dog place on the Universal City Walk.
Okay, so
how was
Nick?
The dog?
All right, it's lower tier.
I'm not going
to
have
Go
any
to the
spoilers.
Chili's. There's an escalator that goes up to it.
Stairway you don't have to walk up to the Chili's?
Nope.
Wait, the Chili's? Is that the only place the escalator goes?
Up.
To the Chili's?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It goes up, the Stairway to Heaven, and then Hank and I were sitting there in like 2014, and our waitress, she was like, hey, how's it going, fellas? We're like, how's it going with you? And she's just like, living the dream. Wow. At a Chili's in the Orlando airport?
That happens at every restaurant you ever
I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. Look at that.
Wow.
Woo!
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
You know what I've always thought would be awkward as a working at an airport, like at a
that would be awkward.
The Chili's sign. Chili with an apostrophe S.
But like,
they could have probably just kept the pepper.
But working at
right?
like a Chili's at an airport.
They don't need the S.
So basically, anyone that works there has to go through security every day to go through the to get to work.
It's true.
Is that how that works? They don't have any
special
detour runaround.
Well, that's how the terrorists would get in.
Yeah, they get a job.
Get a job
work for
Chili's.
About 5 years. form relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would tell everyone they're living the dream.
Yes.
You know what gets me at airports is...
What's that, Frank?
Is the clothing stores.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Who is going to...
Yeah, it's like you're already packed, right?
Who's going to an airport to buy an Armani suit? Shh.
What about the luggage stores, Frank? What, are you going to the airport with your clothes in your arms?
Yeah,
we
do have those.
Frank, as our... the resident in this show who used to work in the court system, do you think Kyle Rittenhouse did it?
Well, it's not a question.
Yeah. he was quick on the trigger.
That was fucking great.
He's been hovering over that button all day.
That was great.
The question is...
No, that wasn't a real question.
I am tired of airport breakfast, though. Are they going to have the all-American breakfast at every single airport breakfast place? There's only two options. You can get like the breakfast sandwich or the all-American.
Yeah.
Give us a third option. You know what I mean?
What's in the all-American breakfast?
Benedict.
Crab cake Benedict would be great. All you need is some hollandaise and some fresh crab. Snow show.
What are we doing here?
I think that's them looking up at the Chili's.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, they changed the sign. Wait, Chili's 2?
Remember they tried to do the spinoff
Chili's? They got multiple Chili's?
No, they Chili's 2 was supposed to be like their like second venture.
I thought it was like a fast.
I don't remember a second
like,
Chili's.
Like Chili's as well.
Also,
yeah,
Chili's.
I had one at my student center freshman year.
You had a Chili's too?
So it was a Guy Fieri's grill, and then they changed it to a Chili's to go.
Wow.
That wasn't a Chili's to go. That was
a
Chili's
two. Or to go?
The sign said two, but it was like you're supposed to pick up and then.
So it had. They were using every form of the word two. Because it was the sequel to Chili's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was Chili's as well, and it was Chili's to go.
And like you're going to the Chili's.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I fucking know. But KB, do you feel any type of like way that Brandon's making such hard moves on Nick?
He's been trying since day one.
You see it. That's been
grooming? Ongoing.
You see it.
Grooming.
Mm-hmm. I understand it, Brandon. I groom.
Yeah, they have more of an emotional relationship.
Yours is strictly physical.
Strictly physical.
It is fun to go out. I don't know if this happens to. I'm sure it does happen to you, but. Guys come up to me and they say, oh, Pick Central, they do this. They look dead in his eyes and just say the word anus. Just strangers on the street look at him and say anus. And
I don't know if it's about the pod half the time. Sometimes just my butthole's out. Oh, thanks, man. I just cover it back up.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Where is Sass? Did I miss that?
He is. He's got a family thing that he had to attend to.
In Boston?
I'm not sure.
With his grandparents, he doesn't even know.
Hope everything's all right.
Oh, it's an emergency?
I don't know if it's an. I think it's an emergency.
I can't make jokes.
Thanksgiving's next week. You're going to wait until Thanksgiving.
I think that you can make jokes, but I don't know what it's about. So you. That's why I think you can.
Did I once say we can make
that's
jokes?
That's the geek.
You saw that video?
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know that was actually a Delco thing.
Rome, were you there during the karaoke scene? Were you also on stage?
I wasn't on stage, but I was there. You saw that hoe?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon already follows her.
Really?
I was going to ask about the hoe.
She's a bad
Don't
person.
Say the H word.
She was a shitty person.
I said H-E-A-U-X, though, like a New Orleans boy.
Yeah. A, she was a hoe. B, she was a hoe.
But she had like five different dudes who thought that they were her boyfriend.
That's what I heard. The one came up to her.
But there were multiple ones.
How about we go bilingual?
Okay.
Bhutan.
Bukaki. Was it Bukia?
What's Bhutan? Legends of Bhutan? What's Bhutan? Bhutan?
Bhutan.
The country?
It's a country.
Bhutan Rouge?
No, Bhutan.
Oh, in Italian.
Yeah.
Does that mean whore?
Bhutan.
We're the only ones who speak Italian
what
in
was
here.
The word? Are you saying butane?
You don't speak Italian, though?
Butane lighter?
Good flag.
Great flag.
Really nice.
Great flag. Ooh, look at that place.
Oh, my God. Picture.
Beautiful. What?
Damn, Dan. I've never been to Bhutan.
You can't. It's very hard to go.
Why?
Is it?
It's hard to leave. There's a lot of limitations.
Why? What?
I don't know why. For
getting
tourists,
in or getting out?
Getting in. Yeah, you got to really work
on it. It's got to be perfect.
That's the same architecture that UTEP's campus uses.
So I might as well just do that.
Wait, you can't just show up to Bhutan?
I don't think.
Well, there I am.
Put us there.
Oh, shit. I guess I have been.
What the fuck, KB? Why are they keeping us out of Bhutan?
Well, you can go to Nepal.
I don't want to go to Nepal. I want to go
what
to Bhutan.
What the fuck did you just say?
Well, Nepal's beautiful, too.
Yeah, isn't Mount Everest in Nepal?
Yeah. Yep.
He got you on that one. He did get you on that one.
You didn't
one.
Even know that.
As a geography guy, he kind of shit down your throat right
are you
there.
Are you just bored, TJ?
Yeah.
My boy TJ's ADD is off the charts.
Off the charts.
It makes him so good at his job.
Yay!
Shake your fucking ADD prescriptions. Shake the fucking pill bottles, boys. Mm-hmm. Let him rattle. Who else has ADD in here? ADD?
Not for me, no.
You probably just undiagnosed.
Fuck. Jesus, Nick.
Come on, Nick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, is ADD, is that like a spectrum, or do you...
I don't know.
I think that's a wire in, right?
I heard people trying to lump it in.
I don't know how people could take like 60 milligrams of Vyvanse every day.
I used to be on 80.
That shit
if you've ever met anyone who needs it, you can understand why.
Hank, yeah. You mean?
Hank doesn't need... I know a couple people who need like 80 milligrams. Like, yeah, you need that.
That's what I was on, 80, when
that,
I was in
that
high
shit
school.
Is, that shit feels... It's meth.
80.
You were on 80?
Changed my brain chemistry.
The whole world's gone crazy. Saw some woman in Pennsylvania. Shot her three children.
What is that?
They set her house on fire.
Are you Ben Mintz?
What are you? Who are you right now?
What is this?
I don't know. What's up, fellas?
What?
What's up, B-Man?
What are you doing?
Hand turkeys?
Yeah, we're going to do some hand turkeys.
Yeah, we'll do hand turkeys.
Let's do some hand turkeys.
What the fuck is this?
Could have done that after the show.
Yeah. That's odd. She never sits there outside of 1 to 2. What is a hand turkey?
Here's that attention
you
ordered.
Okay. What? Like a children's project?
A hand turkey.
I'd rather a macaroni necklace.
Oh, when you trace your hand?
I'm giving mine a fat cock. But that's just me.
There was always that one
hand
kid.
There was always the kid that gave his hand turkey the fat, biggest, veiniest
big, fat
cock.
Veiny
straight as an arrow cock. Not no bend
should
to
we
it.
Do penis turkeys?
A slight
turkeys?
Taper. Let's do... Yeah, let's trace our dicks.
We're going to do...
What is this for?
Okay. This is for Token CEO.
Token CEO.
That's your two guys' podcast,
wow.
Right?
What?
It's kind of your two guys' yeah, podcast, absolutely. Right?
Thanks.
So arts think. And crafts.
Why isn't Erica passing
the twist?
This paper out?
Thank you.
Who's the creative director of the Token
why
CEO?
Why two different colors?
Why are you picking the colors? You gave Dan green. Like you went deep
know.
In the stack and gave him green.
Well, I don't want to get black.
Black doesn't work, Brandon.
Wow. You said it.
Wow.
Let's see.
What's all up right. With the fuck off sign in the office? Is that like a no vacancy thing?
I'll take green.
Now, are you supposed to do your left or your right hand?
I guess it depends on what hand you write with. Give me. I'm going to go brown
why
and purple.
Are you choosing my color so carefully?
Well.
I don't care. Just give
I could have. I really could have used brown, but that's okay.
You I got orange.
Rachel, is it true girls wear sweatsuits from Target and call it a fun little number?
Oh no!
Oh, no!
No!
Stop.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! He's got a family. And look at this. Look what
you
I got
can't
too.
Give me an orange marker for.
I got a pink marker and a pink piece of paper.
This
Brandon
work.
Got the orange on an orange.
What is this?
This shit is poorly planned, ladies.
You just have a regular ink.
Actually, Mackenzie, you did a great job.
What is
planning.
This?
You did a great job of planning.
Mackenzie, she gave me orange and orange.
There's my hand, turkey.
What is this? A size competition?
You can't see it at all. Oh, I cut it out?
Okay. Why do we have to cut it out?
What the fuck? I got marker all over my hands now. God damn it.
Who's ready for the scissors?
Can I do it?
Bro, this shit don't look like a turkey.
Looks like a fucking hand.
I fucking hated arts and crafts. I hated that class. I fucking hated it.
They just made you create junk.
Especially the crafts part. The crafts is by far the worst part of arts and crafts. I'd fucking art all day. I'd be like Art Shevitz, bro. I'd be fucking arting up left and right. Brandon, your fingers are falsely fat.
They're not falsely fat.
They're not that fat in real life.
Had that
look.
Safety scissor that you had to use when you were like in the
yeah, you're kind of right.
Remember that safety scissors?
Oh, this sucks.
This is so stupid.
I got orange on my
oh,
fucking
you're cutting it? I'm not going to cut it.
I'm not cutting it either.
What's the point of this?
Yeah, why cut
this? This is so fucking stupid.
Fucking bullshit.
I'm so fucking pissed right now.
Why the fuck are these fucking chicks make us do this shit?
I don't want to have to unsubscribe from Erica's Patreon, but I might do it. You see that she's making $60,000 a month on Patreon?
Who is?
Erica.
Uh-huh.
Off Token CEO.
That's without gifted subs.
Yeah and that's without gifted subs. That's just the
gifted sub.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That is crazy.
She's fucking laughing all the way to the bank.
Shit.
How's that happen, Mikey?
Mikey.
Whoa. What's up with the Patreon?
I like the split screen, TJ.
Yeah, what? Right,
whoa. Oh.
No, that's cool.
Did we get new tech?
No, I got bored. The greatest innovations in the Yak history.
Oh. TJ because of lack of Vyvanse.
TJ got bored.
This is like a phone call, like a call-in.
I don't
like
get why they had us do this.
Yeah.
They left immediately.
They left.
Also, why does she make $60,000 on Patreon?
It can't be.
That's Brandon.
I think it's more
God
than that.
God damn it, Brandon.
Oh.
Come on.
Jesus.
Sorry.
You can't joke about money around Brandon.
No, you can't.
He gets very upset.
I do.
Thank you.
I don't have scissors, so I'm not cutting
my
I do. I do.
Stop not talking into the mic. You got to talk into a mic.
Yeah, if you want to, you got to talk into a mic.
Got to talk into a mic.
There's mics everywhere.
Got to talk into one of them.
Take Frank's.
Okay, you guys say your
Frank, do you believe that? She just took your mic?
One thing I'm thankful for?
Why?
Oh, no.
I'm thankful for
Frank. No.
Absolutely.
All right, here you go, Beeman.
Take mine.
Put your name on it.
No, I don't. Oh, my God.
Told you.
Yeah. Oh, word. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna cut Nick's out for him.
Write your name on
Nick
it, Nick.
Pussy.
I can't believe there's 8 people working on that
one
show.
One of these. Yeah, I mean, someone had to say.
Can I get scissors?
I don't have scissors either.
Thanks, Frank.
They had a brainstorm to run it like Miss Lippy's class.
Yeah. Who was your art teacher? Ours was Miss McGlumpy. She was great. She was short.
She
baby,
probably
how still
short?
Is.
How short?
We.
Really, we?
She, yeah. She was kind of the creative that's, control. She didn't let us like branch out or do anything creative.
That's very funny.
Just
when
follow the direction.
When the teacher is like shorter than a second grader,
she was.
Are you
always,
shorter?
I
than
always
a second
get
grader?
Amused.
Oh, yeah, we should. That should be our show.
Oh, Brandon, do you have any kids that are in second grade?
No, I have a kindergartner, a third grader, a fourth grader, and a seventh grader.
You could have just lied.
Yep, got a second grader right in the second grade.
Whoa.
He's not very tall, though.
Okay. Because he's a kindergartner?
No, our boy's age.
We cut off my turkey's leg.
We grow tall later.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
We grow tall in the 16, 17 range.
Are people still drinking milk? Do people
oh,
still
yeah.
drink milk?
My son drinks milk.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
How old are you supposed to drink milk?
I don't think you should ever stop drinking milk.
Do you still drink milk?
I drink milk.
God.
I never liked it.
I don't like it.
I've actually hated it.
That explains your vocal tone.
Milk does?
Yeah, it stays in the jowls. It does.
You think milk is what gives me my...
tone. Your tone.
My intonations.
Yes.
Mm.
Frothy.
It's just a different esophagus.
I feel like you took that as an insult.
I didn't. Yeah, cool. I didn't, actually.
Okay, great.
It was
physiologically, I kind of see where you're coming from.
You're strong
and you're tall.
Bones.
You're tall. Have you ever broken a bone?
I've never broken a bone.
But you have...
I've only sprained.
You know what you could put in Ovaltine milk? You could put Ovaltine in milk.
That's true. That is very
I don't
true.
Know about that.
You ever noticed that
flag.
The,
wait a minute. before you. Never mind. Yeah, you're right. Fuck it. You're fucking right.
You ever noticed that the Ovaltine comes in a round bottle?
Oh, no, Frank.
Where's
you
the
can't
monkey?
Do Seinfeld
where's
bits.
The monkey?
Please don't do Seinfeld bits.
What is this today? Open house?
Why are you coming in?
Ah, he's fine. No, he's...
Who did?
Yes, he's allowed. I told him to.
Okay.
Who told you, though?
He's
Beeman?
No, he would never.
Beeman tell you to come
he
in?
He would never uninvited.
Look how high his hat is today.
Shut up. No, it's fucking
not.
Normal,
it's a
Brandon.
Fucking normal,
normal cut.
Lanza, bro.
Normal
Cody,
cut.
He's, Jesus.
I love the way he wears his hats. That's all.
Oh, really?
It
you love it so much?
Completely normal
like
hat.
Like Kent to Coffee.
Why don't you
this
marry
is one
him?
Of Brandon's blonde boys.
This is one of
you know, Cody has a voice twin in the office. Can you guys guess who it is?
Can you speak into the mic? Come here.
Is it Ben DiGiulio? Not
no,
quite.
No,
it's
no,
a Boston
no,
accent.
No.
You need me to say.
Grinnelli.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My. Grinnelli. Same
voice
exact
twin.
Voice.
They're
yeah.
the voice twin. Same intonation, same
yeah.
pitch, everything.
Yes,
they're
the same.
Voice twins. Great call, KB.
I saw a homeless man yesterday that was a spitting image of Mike Greer.
Really?
Yeah. But like this man was like, I think he was born of homeless parents. Like he is generationally
third
homeless,
generation.
And he looked just like Greer.
No way.
Dude, that's the difference between the Port Authority homeless and the Penn Station homeless.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
You're born into.
You're born.
The Port Authority.
Homelessness is all you've ever known.
It's a badge of honor. it's like moving out of like a country that you're native to. You have to identify as it. Dude, you know what me and Owen were talking about the other day? What if the U.S. was built out by Native Americans back in the day the way that Europe was built out? And we could go to, like, ancient Native American cities the way that we can go to, like, old Rome and shit like that. Would that shit be fucking crazy or what, bro?
Undeniably crazy.
Yeah. Me and Owen were sick. Fried.
I'm gonna rule crazy.
Well, they do have the mounds in Ohio.
The mounds, yeah.
They have the mounds
well,
everywhere.
Like, the most historic buildings we have, Rome was saying, are just, like, copy and paste Capitol buildings.
Yeah, just like Rome, yeah.
We fucking ruined everything with the suburbs.
Facts, mansions. Bro.
Our culture.
Yes, dude. And redlining.
Mm-hmm. Gerrymandering.
Fuck this, dude.
Why are you guys still cutting?
Yeah, why are you doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but do we have to?
Yeah, no.
No, you actually
do
don't.
Not have to.
What, are they going
to
fail? You just ripped it?
Nah, that's good.
How's it look, Kyle?
My hand's small. It's fucking real small.
Your hands are small, I know, but...
What size mitten you wear?
Not
small-ass hand.
Yo.
Probably what they're trying to do, make fun of me.
Pretty good turkey.
That's a good turkey.
That's the wishbone.
Don't cut
no.
This moil.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Dan's
we've
blood.
We've all been tempted.
Do it with my teeth.
What's yours, brother?
No. You have it, please. I'm tired.
Are you? Tired of what?
Life.
Mm.
It's okay to not be okay.
Anything we can do?
Kill you myself. See that Jay Glazer caught depression like it was COVID?
Yeah.
He did, actually.
He did.
He forgot to wear a hat when it was raining. He got a little too damp and boom,
he was by
depressed.
Somebody who was depressed. And
yeah, no, it's true. It's true. It could happen to anyone, dude. Yeah. Don't laugh. Why do you think your mom always told you to wear a coat?
Wear a mask, bro. You got to wear a mask. That depression's going
catch
around.
That shit.
At this point, it's not okay to be okay. Yeah,
no, it's not.
You know,
I'm a firm believer. Yeah.
You know, they say there's this thing, these people called psychic vampires, that by being with them, they like drain your soul and they like rob you of your emotions and energy.
Yes.
They do.
Do you think those exist, Frank?
Monkey.
The vampire, an energy vampire.
Yes.
Who's,
yeah.
Who did
it
they?
It was Clemson.
Clemson, yeah. Don't be an energy vampire.
No, Wisconsin.
Vampire.
Was it Wisconsin?
Yes, it was Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're.
Or was it
no,
UNC?
I think it was Clemson.
No, it was Wisconsin. They had don't be an energy vampire.
Okay.
There are definitely energy vampires in this office. Top five energy vampires.
Go.
Why?
Brendan? No, you're the
no,
most
Brendan,
bold one. I'm
you
saying
pick one.
You pick them. I'm not calling
I think
you
Rico's
one.
An energy vampire.
I would agree with Rico being an energy
when he pouts,
vampire. Yeah.
Sucks your energy away.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fucked.
I think Sass.
Sass? Yeah, he could be an energy vampire.
Who else?
Fuck it, I am.
No,
yeah, so
up.
Am I.
Stop trying to jump on the sword of energy vampire.
Nope, it's me.
You
it's
energize people.
Frank, energy vampires?
Well, I'd probably say KFC.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Why?
That's a good one.
That was the answer we were looking for.
Why?
Who's the most negative in the office? Who's the biggest sourpuss?
Sees the glass half empty.
Well, the glass is half empty, and not only is it half empty, it's leaking.
So are you more negative than KFC?
Yeah, it might be you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, KFC is brought into line and sinker.
What? We're close, boys. It's just about to be a full Mets conversation.
Oh, we are. Yeah, we're on the precipice
of
Mets.
We're playing just a tip with the Mets.
It's a full Mets conversation.
Fuck,
just
Mets
careful, conversation.
To come.
Careful around the edge here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, what? Why would happen with the Mets, Frank?
Look at this fucking monkey. He's so tired of doing for Frank.
I don't.
Like, every day he wakes up, he's like, Frank's going to make me do it again.
I can't be convinced that that's a monkey.
It's a monkey. What else would it be?
A man.
No, look
that's
at his,
no.
Look at his arms. Look at his hands when he does it. He has
hairy hands.
No, you don't have hairy hands like this. That's a monkey.
That's a Greek man.
That's a Greek.
That's the one nationality you can't make fun of.
Yes.
That's a fucking Greek.
That guy's name is...
Christos.
Yeah, Christos Slovakios.
That, yeah. That's who that is. But somebody give me the lore of that. I don't think that's a monkey.
That's a pirate monkey.
No, that's a Greek. That's a Greek man.
That's a Greek pirate.
That's a Greek man in Halloween.
There have not been Greek pirates.
That's not true.
That's not true.
They're a seafaring country.
I listened to a pirate podcast. Chef Donnie put me onto it.
And they abut the Mediterranean?
Why is he with the Norwegian then?
The Norwegian is also a pirate.
Wait, it makes more sense if a monkey's with a Norwegian?
Yes, it does.
There's nary an ape in Norway.
The Norwegian could collect monkeys.
What?
In his seafaring
travels.
Just makes
him do it sadly every day. But
have you guys talked about what Chef Donnie's doing?
No, what is he doing?
A lot.
He's fucking working at a restaurant at night.
He told me that, and I kept asking why.
He's working at a restaurant at night for six months, for five nights a week. For no money.
For content.
For experience and content.
But he's not filming it. It's just stuff to write about and so he can get better at being
in the cocaine.
I don't even think they're giving him much cocaine.
The dishwashers are.
Just a little bit, but I'm saying not much. It's just like a trace amount of cocaine.
You know, I used a dishwasher for the first time this week, of course. And,
of course.
The belch.
And I'm learning quickly how certain things don't belong in dishwashers.
Yes.
Trial by fire.
Cats, for example.
Cast iron skillet.
Babies.
Cats, iron skillets.
Like, I put these cups that should not have been in a dishwasher, and they changed shape.
They
melted.
Yeah, they melted.
Did you know you could cook a steak in a dishwasher, Frank?
I saw. I done seen that.
I don't think I want to try that.
Sous vide.
The pirates. All right. Maybe it's a fucking monkey.
But look at the tagline, though.
It's a band of misfits.
Actually, it's a monkey.
Okay, but it didn't show the scale of him. He's
why are there flying fish?
So that's what this is from.
Not all of them look like misfits.
Some of them fit in quite well if it's pirates.
So you want to be a pirate.
All right, boys. Any update on the case race? Is it underway?
Yes, it's underway. We've started already.
Have we broken down into teams yet?
No, we should draft.
Who is the... I think Big Cat would probably be the first overall pick in a case race. I've seen you chug a beer before, and it was pretty impressive.
Oh, my God. Wait, can you grab Feidelberg real quick? Look at this guy. He's fucking Fast and the Furious. I think I would fare well. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Look at this fucking guy.
The boy and Baby Driver.
Oh, my God.
Save some pussy for the rest of us.
Put the sunglasses on.
Put the shades on.
Give it to him. Put the shades on.
His hair is on a wave, too.
Oh, that hair.
Oh, fuck.
God. Oh, my God. He looks incredible.
God. Stop it, dude.
Can you go like this? Big Cats.
That's Nick's. Where's the camera? Oh, my God, John. What are you doing?
Yeah, we are right today.
I don't know how to do the face.
Looks like Baby Driver. Great. Looks like Nick Cage.
Why is John confident?
His hair looks awesome.
Yeah. He's confident because he looks like that.
Wait, what were you saying?
Oh, case race. Yeah. I think, Roan, you would be high up, too.
We're just trying to... High up what?
On the draft order.
Of who could drink the most beers the fastest?
How are we going to do this? Teams of two, or are we doing something else?
I don't know if we should do teams of two or teams of three.
Team of three will get called pussies.
I think that's worth it.
It's fine.
Teams of two, yeah, no.
I just can't. I can't drink more than four beers.
People wouldn't call us pussies for teams of two.
Okay,
no,
so
teams of three.
There's
seven of us here that day. I'll sit out, and it'll be 2-3-on-3.
Owen's not 3-1.
Owen can drink.
I like a celebrity guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing 30 racks? I wasn't here.
24.
This is one of the least drinking shows in here. Che, are you drinking? For the case race?
Che will.
He would, though.
TJ will. TJ will get smashed.
I bet the booth would smash us.
They would.
I bet the three of them in there right now.
Mikey Fowler's an alcoholic.
We got Zah in there, too.
Dude's an alcoholic, straight up.
TJ, what do you smell in that booth right now?
I don't know what this question is.
Booze. Liquor.
Foul. Liquor. Booze.
Liquor. Lips. Liquor.
Fear.
Yeah.
Gasoline.
Jameson.
Have you ever seen Mikey Fowler in the morning? He's walking around with a can of Sprite. That's vodka.
It's vodka.
He's like a painter. All painters and roofers are just drunk all the time.
Yes. Especially painters. Yes.
They're
just constantly drunk.
Wait, remember the dude who painted the murals in here?
Yeah, he was drunk.
That's who I was thinking of.
He was hammered. Yeah.
Well, that was heroin.
He did nod off.
But he was drinking it.
That guy was passed. The guy was passed out on his
feet. Was drinking straight vodka. I don't. He did well.
Well. Wait, and you could tell which people Painters. He painted drunk.
To their blood.
Like, Mantis was perfectly straight, and I was like, this guy was wasted.
I got marker all over my fucking
Can you paint in a straight
now?
Spine?
Look at this.
Well, luckily it's water soluble.
What?
Sure it is lucky, yes.
Soluble.
Water
How's
soluble.
That word go? Soluble. Dolphins played well last week, Frank.
Yep, and hopefully they'll win on Sunday, too. They're playing the Jets.
You're going to be back in the... Yeah, you should go.
I'm going.
Oh, nice. Get back in it.
I'm a Jets fan, Frank.
Wow. That incredible team in the white and the green. They come uppity up, up. They go crashing down. Fumbling, losing every game. There's a pick six going the other way. Up, down, crashing around that incredible team. That incredible team.
Junior. To the belch, to the belch.
Can you burp on command?
Second
Frank?
Verse.
Or are you too polite for
and
that?
And they go uppity, up and go downity, down and pick six and they turn it around. They're an incredible team and they're uppity, up. Down, diddy, down.
I don't know if I could burp on command anymore. I used to be able to
back in college.
How'd you lose it?
When did you grow out of that?
I can't.
Maybe about 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
That was a sad day, I bet.
Avery's always walking around with, like, I don't know what he's
spunk.
Got a,
he's got spunk.
He's got,
that's his thing.
He's got bravado.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
What's his hair? He's got too much hair these days.
But he's got, like, a little, I don't know what it is. He's got a little pep in his step, and I don't like it. I want to fucking.
Let's bring him down.
I want to kick that pep out of his step. Walk back by, Avery. Walk back by. Let's see.
Good
walk
posture.
Back by.
I think he's leaning forward.
No, but like it's something
out.
Like
what changed
it is,
about? Him?
Yeah, like
he has confidence
got,
about him.
He's got like a. He looks like a guy who just had sex.
Yeah,
I don't
he
like
was,
it.
He was an intern for 2 years.
Yeah he's got.
Oh, so it's like everything's better than that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, yeah. We can't break him.
But he had a good attitude then too.
Yeah,
though.
He did. Have an amazing.
He was like,
he's just got a good attitude.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
His parents must have loved each other.
Someone needs to fucking smash that good attitude out of that kid.
Let's
He's
make him
too optimistic.
Let's demote
just,
him.
Tony, I'm just
let's
saying.
Mug him.
Let's
I'm
mug
just
him.
Saying.
Let's mug him outside.
Well, if he was a fan of a certain team.
No. No.
I think he is.
KB, what was that young Dolph joke you said?
Jesus.
Yeah, why don't you run that back, KB? That was good.
That wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke. It's fucking sad. And then I've been following his Twitter account, but somebody in here has followed him.
In this room?
Post-death, yes.
In this room.
He's gained like 10,000.
And he gained 400,000 on Instagram.
400, yeah. Instagram's
he went from
crazy.
4.3 million to 4.7 million.
Tragedy really brings out the narcissism in others.
Wait, who in this room?
Not in this room, this office.
Yeah, exactly.
Spill.
I know what their excuse will be.
What were their excuse
Sometimes
be?
Other people take over, relatives take over their account and tweet updates.
Who was it?
But if you cared about a relative updates, you'd follow when they were alive.
And also, what would the update be? Still
exactly.
dead?
Or they tweet, yeah.
Hey, guys, more bad news.
So I'm not the bad guy here.
No, you are.
Who was it?
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Male or female.
So you are the bad
type
guy.
Of person I am.
No, you were a bad guy.
It could be like a memorial page where they'll
right, but if you cared about the memorials enough, like if you were somebody that would care about that, you would follow them when they're alive.
Exactly.
So who was it?
Let's can we all get one guess?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was me.
Big Cat, that sounded like a cardboard / paper straw.
Yeah. It's plastic,
I don't know what
actually.
They have, yeah.
Fucking it's a hybrid.
Lib Cat.
Mm-hmm. I swear, the paper straws are the absolute worst. Mm.
Don't get me started, Frank.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool, Brandon. Yeah, that was like when the guitarist like whips their guitar around.
Yeah.
Or the Skip It toy.
Oh, yeah.
Bop It, Skip It. Oh, no, that's Bop
Twist
It.
That's Bop It.
We should do like a Bop It for like sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, today has been fucking fire, man.
Everyone's just walking in the act today. It's open door policy.
Yeah, I guess just
it's everyone.
Have we lost our edge? People used to be afraid.
We used to fear the act, and now we don't.
We need to do something.
I'll get my fucking edge back.
Let's get our edge back.
I need to get my edge back. I need to find my edge.
How many beers do you think Nick would do in a case race, KB? I know you said you're good for four. Brandon's good for zero.
I could do five.
My entire plan for the case race is to chug as many beers as I can in 5 minutes to try to intimidate everyone.
Wait, would five be an acceptable number?
Not really.
I
no.
I could do five.
I can do more high percentage beers.
Brandon.
It's 24.
Yeah, but if I got 30. On a team with Dan, who could do 15.
I don't think I can't drink that much.
I can do four double dog 12 percenters, which is the equivalent of 12.
You're an IPA what, guy. I always knew that about you. Dogfish.
Yeah, oh, the 120-minute dogfish.
Uh-huh.
Let's do a six-pack race of
the
Mad Elf.
The raging bitch.
Yeah.
You guys ever have Mad Elf?
No.
It's a Christmas beer. This shit is heavy.
How heavy?
Probably like 12%.
You're saying Mad Elf?
Six-pack of Victory Golden Monkeys, 14.2 standard drinks.
What's Chimay sitting at? Those big old boys.
Golden Monkey?
The Belgian boys?
Yeah.
Chimay, those Belgian ones, right, those Belgian bitches, they have like a 11%.
You're just doing an IPA talk out of nowhere?
I guess this is happening.
I used to like a Shout double out, IPA.
Know, Victory Brewing. That's a Philly.
Yeah.
Downingtown. Downingtown.
Downingtown.
You got Downingtown East, Downingtown West. PJ Wellahan's.
Bro, I used to know some waitresses.
Drinking
PJs.
Two IPAs is great. Drinking any more than two, and you're just like, why?
Yeah, it's two to
why
three.
Why did someone
tops.
Shit in my mouth?
Yeah.
Right.
Those, the sour raging bitches make my poop lime green in the morning. Mm.
I'm done with raging bitches.
Are you?
Yeah, they fuck you up.
Dude, I like sour beers, though. You don't like sour?
I like the sours.
Yes, dude. Petrus? Petrus is one of the greatest graded beers of all
huge.
Time.
How do I know which one's which, Brennan?
Is one wearing a wedding ring?
Nikki and Brie.
One might be wearing a wedding. No, they're both married
they're both
now.
Married.
They're both married now.
Damn. Who's the other one married to, if not Cena?
Brian. Oh, she married somebody not famous.
Ew.
First question, your husband is famous. Second question, your sister's husband is not?
That's weird.
What's that like?
That's kind of a waste of everything.
Yeah, what is that like when you guys all get together as a family and one of you is not?
He takes the pictures, I guess?
Yeah. You like that, Frank. All right, I got to go. Let's do all one right. Monkey. Get us out of here with a monkey. I just want to...
Frank, give us some bad shit.
Did you hear how Nickelback got their name?
Oh, Jesus.
They charged 5 cents for their first concert.
Yeah.
And at the end, everyone wanted their Nickelback.
Pull up the Greek.
Christos, the monkey.
Thank you, TJ. Thank you, Mikey.